As we speak, man, when it comes to the world of sports, the women, I know we're past the Women's Month, but they still running things right now. It's a woman's world, man, and we just living in it because they are dominating the world of sports, man. College basketball, who would have thought that the women's game would take over for the men's tournament? You know why? The ladies don't make the money that the guys make in the NBA. So the females say, you know what? I'm just going to stay in school. Because the WNBA superstar only makes about a top draft pick makes about $75,000 a year. And I'm making millions of dollars doing NIL deals in college. So, nah, I think I'm staying in school. And it's to me, it's improving the game. I think women really stay in school anyway, but the men's game is wrong when they really suffer from that. But and Caitlin Clark, you can call her whatever you can call her, but don't forget to put 3-point shooting, playmaking, white, Steph Curry. This girl is the truth. She is, as soon as she gets close to that half court line, you better pick her up because she's going to make your defense look real stupid. She can get it done up and down the court. Last night in the Elite Eight game against LSU, she put up 40 plus points, 12 assists. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I don't just shoot threes, 9 out of 20, good percentage from the 3-point line, but I also can make plays for my teammates. She's by far the best player in college basketball. Why did they not double team her? Make her give the ball up, make one of the other players beat them. Not saying these other girls are not good. They are good ball players too, but they're not Caitlin Clark. My philosophy is always, if I got a player that I got a chance I can slow them down, I'm gonna put see if I can make them give the ball up. If someone else beats me on their team, they start knocking down threes, it is what it is. I shake your hand, good luck in the next round. But I'm not going to let Caitlin Clark come up down the court 1-on-1 against a short. She's 6 foot tall. And the other girl they had on her was 5'8", 5'9". I mean, no distraction. I can knock down threes all day long. I'm looking straight at the rim. You got to put a bigger defender on her. And if you got to run double team at her, you got to do that. Make her get the ball up. They didn't do that. They decided to go 1-on-1. LSU that we're speaking of, and they're going home. So, Caitlin Clark's in the Final Four once again with Iowa. That's right, Iowa's in the Final Four again. Last year they made the championship game where they lost to LSU. Got now they gotta go back and play this year. They're playing UConn. UConn basketball, no one's talking about them this year because they don't have the great superstar but that's UConn basketball. Ladies, when it comes to UConn basketball, just you can count on that, just like you can count on your taxes. And hopefully, thank the Lord waking up in the morning. Those two things you can count on, man, because they get it done when it comes to playing some basketball with the world of ladies, man. So I'm looking forward to that game. Iowa-UConn's going to be a great one. And the South Carolina game, Lady Gamecocks, man, they are undefeated, coming to the Final Four once again, playing against NC State, an upstart team. I'm not picking against South Carolina at this point. They got to be on the mission. They lost last year in the Final Four to Caitlin Clark in the Iowa State. Iowa, so I'm assuming South Carolina wants to take care of North Carolina State, and then Iowa beats UConn, so South Carolina can get some revenge in the championship round. Believe me, that's what they're looking forward to. That's probably what they want to happen. But one step at a time, you got to take care of North Carolina State. All that being said, man, like I said, the ladies running college basketball right now is similar to soccer when women's soccer. USA teams are better than the men's for some for different reasons. So this is very similar to that, and I'm very impressed with what the ladies have done. And I'm definitely looking more forward to what the ladies do in the tournament, Final Four, than the men's tournament. Caitlin Clark got offered $5 million from the Big Three League to play for 10 games. She hasn't made any statements yet on what she's going to do. She's probably focused on this tournament right now, and then she'll make her decision after that. But $5 million, $5 million to play basketball, something you love to do. Why wouldn't you do it? Sign me up yesterday, as far as I'm concerned. But the men's tournament, man, UConn, again, that's like the ladies. The UConn basketball for men has also been dominant lately, and they're playing against Bama. That's right. Not Nick Saban's Bama, but the basketball team Bama. We're not used to them being in the basketball tournaments. We're used to them just playing football, playing BCS championship games. But now they're in the Final Four for women, for men's basketball. And they've been impressive. That three-pointer has been a weapon for them. So UConn, that three-pointer for Bama is a big thing they like to do. So if they can knock down that three, they'll be able to stay in this game. But UConn, man, just so dominant this year. They finished an elite game off on the from the end of the first half to start of the second half. They had a 30-0 run. 30-0. Ball game, far as I'm concerned. And the other big game for the, in the Final Four, thinking the big, NC State, their big man, DJ, and also Purdue's big man, Josh Eddy, 7'4". He's slow. He's old school. 40-16 in an elite game to get them to the Final Four. 40 points, 16 rebounds. I know you're saying, oh, man, he's bigger than everybody else. That's why he has all these points. He can't play in the NBA. His feet are too slow. Is he going to struggle to get on those pick and rolls? Can he guard these stretch fives? Wimby, the big from the Nuggets, can't think of his name right now. Can he guard all these guys? Probably not. There's nobody in the NBA right now that can guard him, so he wouldn't be any different. So, all that being said, I still make it hard to believe that he can't play in the NBA. With his skill set, I know it's not what we're used to in today's NBA, but there's got to be a spot for him somewhere, man. He's got too much talent. He's too big to not be able to get it done somewhat in the NBA. To me, he reminds me somewhat. Don't turn the show off yet, y'all. It reminds me of a little bit of Yao Ming. Super big. Good around the paint. Nice little touch. Can shoot free throws. That's just me. Is he going to be able to run up and down with these fast-paced teams in the NBA on a consistent basis? Play 30 minutes a night, 30-plus minutes? I don't think so. But there's still a spot from the NBA. The kid's got way too much talent for you to say he can. And DJ, big man from North Carolina State, 11th seed. Everyone's Cinderella team right now, man. He's the 11th seed in the NBA. I mean, in the Final Four of college basketball is very impressive. So I'm definitely going to be looking to see if they can get anything done. But all that being said, I can't go against UConn. I think they're too dominant in college basketball this year, man. They're on the mission. So I'm going to go UConn. I'm going to go Purdue for the men's tournament and the women's tournament. I got to go Caitlin Clark in Iowa to get back to the championship game. This time playing South Carolina. And this time South Carolina cutting down the net. So does UConn in men's basketball. So my bracket don't say that. The bracket I filled out says completely different. I had a lot of the teams I had. Only one I had right is UConn. In the men's bracket, the rest of them, I didn't have none of these teams. They had Purdue, NC State, Bama, all of them losing. I had Kentucky going to the final, they went playing in the championship game. They lost the first game. So, well, who knows what. All that being said, that's why I said I got UConn on the men's side and the Lady Gamecocks on the women's side. The NFL, man, the offseason happens, and a lot of people are getting signed, and a lot of people are doing illegal shit to get themselves in trouble. And Rice, the wide receiver from the Kansas City Chiefs, man, rookie, great rookie wide receiver, right away seemed like Patrick Mahomes' number one threat on the wide receiver side. None of the other wide receivers, did he get that because of default? Because the other guys couldn't catch? Or he's good. I think he's a good wide receiver out of SMU from the Dallas area. Rookie year, catches all the passes from Patrick Mahomes and wins himself a Super Bowl. How does he celebrate the Super Bowl? By going back to Dallas and driving some sports cars real fast and crashing them. Okay, you get into a car accident, happens. But you leave the scene, brother. You and your buddies, I don't know if these are your family members or dudes you went to school with. I have no idea, because you left the scene. There's cameras. Everyone's got cameras now. People even have these dash cam cameras. They're not even cops and they got dash cam cameras. That's just the way the world is now. So you, on TV, everybody can see what you're doing, bro. You caused a wreck, a six-car pileup, from what I heard. Very dangerous. Someone could have lost their life. Thank the Lord no one did. You could ruin your life, your career, someone else's life by driving fast. I know you young, bro. I used to be young once. I was in my 20s, 20-something years ago. Almost 30. Anyway, let's not get into that. Money. Success is what you have. You have to grow up faster than a lot of other people your age. Can you do dumb shit? Yes, but you have to limit your dumb shit. You can't go around driving fast, wrecking cars, leaving the scene. You're going to ruin it, your career. Not only you have to make smart decisions, the people you hang with have to make smart decisions. You're going around with these dudes, don't know who they are, so I don't know if I'm a can of paint, so I'm not going to talk too bad about them. But someone decided, know what, bro, let's just leave. Whose ever dumbass decision that was, if it was one of your buddies' idea or whoever, kick in my little crew, get you some smarter dudes, because you can't be making these decisions, man. You got too much on the line. Too much bright future in the NFL. And best believe me, brother, the NFL don't get, but think about this. The NFL would get rid of your ass. This ain't the NBA. They'll just trade you around different teams and keep making money. Ben Simmons shit. Oh, he's going through some stuff. Now, NFL, they get rid of your ass. You causing problems, they don't like that. So sometimes, brother, in life, you got to make the smart decision to what's best for me. Be selfish. What's best for me and my family? To not do dumb shit like this and possibly go to jail, possibly end my career, and you be playing in the New Rock football league. No disrespect to those guys, but that's not the NFL. Keep on going down this road, brother. You be playing here at the Alamo Dome for one, the local San Antonio team. If you're not right, get smart, man. You're not that great. You're a wide receiver. You're replaceable. Think about that. Like Diddy, did I say his name? Like Diddy told the dude in Making the Band, you extra. You could be replaced. So believe it. Think about what I'm telling you, brother. I know you might not hear my podcast, but hopefully you got some smart people in your camp that's telling you this, man, because you can't be doing this, bro, because you're going to ruin your life. Like I said, I don't want to keep beating the dead horse, because I used to be young once, and I can only imagine dealing with some of the drama and stuff these guys have to deal with nowadays. With that kind of money, not saying I would have made the smartest decisions, but I don't think I would have been doing that. Just my opinion. And the NBA, let's get to the NBA. The NBA is going live right now, baby. Let's get to it. The Western Conference, man. If you look at the seeding in the Western Conference, like me and my son talk about, I'm not scared of too many teams in the West. We got a lot of young, athletic basketball teams in the Western Conference, but they don't have any experience. They don't know what it's like to go through the ins and outs of these playoff series. You look at right now, the Thunder are the one seed in the West. Shai Gilgeous, MVP candidate. Is he going to win it? Probably not, because he's so young and he's still, you know. But I don't think they're ready to make a deep playoff run in the playoffs. I just don't think that. In the basketball, it normally doesn't work that way. The Nuggets are the 2-seed. Nuggets are a big threat to come out of the West. They were in the finals last year, and they've been through the ups and downs in the playoff series, been beaten in the playoffs and advanced. They know what it's like, so Nuggets definitely are legit. Timberwolves, another young upstart team. Anthony Edwards is legit the best athletic, biggest threat to embarrass you and put you on Sports Center. And the kick and hoop. Now, I don't just dunk, big and hoop too. So they don't have, also they don't have cats. So I'm really worried about the Timberwolves going too far in the playoffs. The Clippers, the 4-seed, they're up and down, but they do have their championship pedigree. Their head coach has won a championship. They have Kawhi Leonard, who's won a championship. They have some really good players. Russell Westbrook has been in the league for a long time. They're a threat, believe me. And the Mavericks are the 5-seed. They got Luka's young, but he's got plenty of playoff experience. They were just in the Western Conference Championship a couple years ago. And we know what Jason Kidd, former point guard in the league, been to multiple championships, won one. Head coach of the Mavericks, went to the Western Conference Finals just a few years ago. So that they're a threat, believe me. So We'll see, man. It's going to be very interesting. The Pelicans is another young team, so we'll see what happens with that. So if I had to rank the teams in the West right now, far as biggest threat to come out of the West, I'm going to go Nuggets at one because they're that championship team. They just went there last year. I'm going to go Mavericks, too. I'm a little biased. I know it's my team, but I'm going to go Mavericks, too. Then I'm going to go Clippers, and then I'm going to go Pelicans and Timberwolves, put all the teams behind that. And I'm leaving out the Lakers and the Warriors because they ain't going to do shit. Anyway, the Eastern Conference, man, it's the Celtics and everybody else. Can the Celtics straighten things out? They've been struggling here and there, but I think they get bored. The regular season is almost over. They just playing out the string, just getting to the playoffs. It's all about the playoffs for them. They got all these guys who are making big money. They got the talent. They've been dominating this year. Got to finish this off. Not just a run to the championship. With a championship. It's there for the taking for you guys. Can you get it done this year? We'll see. The number two seed, the Bucks. Doc Rivers. Mr. I choke in the second round. Mr. I have a hard time getting to the conference championship. And the Bucks fire their coach and bring this guy in. Still don't understand that. They're struggling. I think they have a losing record. They're barely above 500 since he got there. And they had a really good record before he got there. I don't understand. It makes no sense to me. The Cavaliers are a nice young team. But they're still pretty young. So I don't expect them to go. The Knicks are their team. If they can get healthy, you watch out for the Knicks in the Eastern Conference. The Magic are young. And the Heat. That Heat culture is a real deal. Right now they're a 7 seed. But don't count them out. You always count on the Heat to make a run in the playoffs. So they're gritty. Tough basketball teams. You don't think that's over for them at any stretch. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, like I said, man, I broke down the tournaments, men and women's, that stuff for the NFL with that brother from the Kansas City Chiefs. Get it straight, bro. The NFL draft is coming up end of the month. Kansas City might draft another wide receiver, bro, if you don't get your shit together. It is what it is. I'm going to put out a mock draft right now. Who knows who's going to be good? Caleb Williams is going to be a buzz. Jalen Daniels, who knows? We'll see. It's all about situation, coaching, playmakers around these players, good coach, all that stuff is a factor. So I'm going to put out a mock draft here pretty soon and I'll cover my, get into my NFL stuff. So we'll see what happens with that, man. All right, dawg. This is Soul on Sports, man. I'm out.